600K Mexicans March Against Abortion, Drug Cartels and Radical LGBT Agenda. By Dr. Susan Berry on September 27, 2019. More than 600,000 Mexicans in Mexico City and 100 other cities and towns throughout the country took to the streets to protest their government's embrace of abortion and radical LGBT gender ideology. LifeSite News reported Mexico's National Front for Family, FNF, organized the march held on Saturday. Rodrigo Ivan Cortez told the pro-life media outlet the goal of the march was to defend life, family and fundamental freedoms. "We want to give voice to the voiceless," he said. "We want to embrace Mexico and say strongly and clearly, not one less Mexican." Cortez added his country is suffering under the weight of organized drug cartels and a culture of death that are separating families. "It is ironic," he said, "that our politicians want to worsen the crimes being committed by the drug cartels by seeking to legalize abortion." Cortez said politicians in Mexico want to redefine marriage and family life by insisting on transgender ideology in both schools and other public forums. "They are attempting this by suppressing free speech and dissent," he told LifeSite News. He added the Mexican government's Office of Sexual Diversity and members of the ruling Morena Party are pushing legislation to make abortion legal in the country and ban counseling for those who are uncomfortable with same-sex attraction. In 2015, the Supreme Court of Mexico ruled the definition of marriage as the union of a man and a woman is discriminatory and unconstitutional. In its decision, the court stated procreation was not a purpose for marriage and that restricting marriage to heterosexual couples discriminated against same-sex couples. Cortez condemned left-wing groups linked to Cuba and Venezuela, who want to impose a culture of death, through legislation that would allow for legalized murder. The pro-life leader said International Planned Parenthood Federation and its Mexican affiliates such as Mexican Family Planning Foundation, MexFam, and George Soros Open Society Foundation are funding the pro-abortion efforts in the country. Marchers in all cities heard a declaration that said, "Mexico doesn't need more of the culture of death. All of us must work not only to stop the madness of organized crime, in all of its facets, but also build an authentic culture of life. For this to happen, it is necessary to start with the family, the basic cell of society, in which life is not only created, but where it must be welcomed and cared for throughout its life cycle and continuously strengthened through a good education. Authentic democracy will only be possible when fundamental freedoms for conscience and belief are respected, as well as parents' freedom to educate their children," Cortez said.